All over the world, big tech is going to court. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. A European Union court had bad news for Google last week, upholding an earlier ruling against the search giant, saying the company engaged in anti-competitive behavior. That ruling also upholds much of the record fine the EU imposed on the company, equivalent to more than $4 billion. And in California, Amazon was hit with yet another lawsuit last week, focused on the company's price-setting power. Matt Stoller is director of research at the American Economic Liberties Project, and I asked him how Google's case in Europe might affect things here.
These companies operate everywhere, and the market structure is pretty similar everywhere. And so when you make a tweak, say in Australia, you can see what happens in Australia, and you could pretty much assume that the same thing is going to happen if you'd make that same tweak in the US or, you know, in Germany or wherever. And so we're all learning from each other, and policy is advancing very quickly because we have all of these, I guess that you could call them laboratories of democracy that, you know, which we used to just say it was the 50 states, but now you can actually say, you know, every country in the world that it has an antitrust agency.
Turning to the other case, there have been other states in the District of Columbia taking action against Amazon's practices. What's different about California's lawsuit?
What the California State Attorney General has done is he's brought a case under a broader set of laws, which are laws against unfair competition. And it doesn't require as aggressive a proof of monopoly power. And in fact, it was the same case that was brought in Germany, and the California complaint cites the German competition enforcer. So you have this kind of like synchronicity or orchestra of enforcement all over the world.
If California succeeds in this case against Amazon or any of these other districts that are pursuing it, what would that mean for the company's business model?
So what we would see is lower prices, a lot more flexibility in the retail sector, a lot more sort of smaller stores and retail outlets and big ones like Walmart being able to compete with Amazon.
So states are taking action, the EU is taking action, and as you mentioned, we've got these laboratories of democracy trying out all these new ways to regulate these huge tech companies. What about the U.S. government? Where is federal action in all of this?
So at a federal level, the DOJ has a case against Google. The FTC has a couple of cases against Facebook. I know the FTC is investigating Amazon. The DOJ is investigating Apple. And so you're going to see a lot more cases coming out at a federal level. Sometimes they coordinate with the states, sometimes they don't. But what's happening is the states are acting and the federal government is acting, you know, Congress is having discussions, and these cases are starting to hit the courts. So we're going to start to see significant changes in business models here.
Matt Stoller is the director of research at the nonprofit American Economic Liberties Project. We'll have links to responses to these lawsuits from both Amazon and Google on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.